Om Shanti. 28th June 2018, Thursday. Today's blessing is, may you be seated on Bab Dada's heart throne while living at home with your family by being surrendered and having the concern for service. With the cooperation of the children who are surrendered while living with their families, the tree of service becomes fruitful. Their cooperation becomes the water for tree. Just as a tree bears good fruit when it receives water, in the same way, with the cooperation of the elevated cooperative soul, the tree becomes fruitful. Those who have the concern for service in this way and who are surrendered while living with their families become seated on Bab Dada's heart throne. Baba is telling to stay in pravritti, in family, and yet to remain surrendered. If they can give this sahyog, this cooperation, the tree of service will become fruitful, phalibhut. And this cooperation of such souls would act as a water for this tree of service. And just as if a tree gets water, it becomes more fruitful, in the similar manner, if this tree of service gets cooperation of elevated souls, then they become surrendered and they are seated on Bab Dada's heart throne. So Baba is telling us, whilst staying at home, while staying in pravritti, to remain in that attitude of samarpan, to remain in that attitude of surrender. There are 7 different types of surrender in this Brahmin life. One is body, tan. Second is man, mind. Third is dhan, wealth. Fourth is intellect, buddhi. Fifth is sanskar. Sixth is karma, action. And seventh is the result of those actions, parinam. So these are the different types of surrender Baba has often talked of in Murlis. Surrender is a dynamic process. Surrender is a revolutionary process. It is not a static state of the affair. It is something that involves action and yet no action. First is the surrender of the body. Body cannot be used against Srimat. Body cannot be used for the frivolous activities or the frivolous indulgence. This body is used for the great service, for tapasya, not for the vague and disturbing sense gratification. This body should be kept healthy. This body should be kept active, alert. That is also a sort of surrender. Because when the body falls sick, when we fall sick, all the surrender, all the sense of elevated thoughts, all the power of the mind also dwindles down. So, also to be a trustee of the body, to look after the body, to keep the balance. Naati ucham, naati neecham. Do not strain it so much that it breaks. Do not let it so loose that it stops. making us, keeping us active, alert, mindful. So this body is just like that musical instrument of Veena, Sitar. If those strings are kept very tight, the moment you try to play, they will break. And if those strings of the Veena are kept very loose, no music would be generated. So just as that sitar is there and it has got strings, something like that. So these strings should not be too tight, nor they should be very loose. The body is like that. Not too tight and not too much loose. And the perfect harmony and the balance of this body. On the gross form, in the body, the subtlest thing is prana. The subtlest thing is breath. And this is on the physical platform. On the spiritual platform, the subtlest thing is thought. So breath on the physical form and thought on the spiritual platform, these are very subtle things, and these things are linked with each other. If when the thoughts are calm and quiet, breath is calm and quiet, and the similar thing can happen. If the breath be made calm and quiet and less, the thoughts can become less. What is the respiratory rate of deities of Satyug? RR. In human beings at present, the respiratory rate we take at 12 to 16, or Indian population 18 or 20, or when we are very much angry, it becomes very high. In medical terminology, it is known as dyspnea or tachypnea. So when the patient is breathing very heavily, 44, 50, then patient is not breathing on his own, and patient requires either non-BiPAP support or non-invasive or invasive ventilation. So very high respiratory rate. If you look at dog, it is breathing very heavily. If you look at tortoise, its respiratory rate is just 4 per minute. It breathes, it lives for a very long time. So the breath and thought are very much connected to each other. So, first surrender is our body, physical. To keep this body fit is also an act of surrender. To keep this body supple, lochpurna, is also an act of surrender. To keep this body healthy, to enjoy holistic health, is an act of surrender. So also not to indulge in all the sense gratification is surrender. So first is tan, then is man, mind. It's linked to thoughts. When thoughts are directed to one, when thoughts are coming out of purity of mind, and when thoughts are elevated, and when thoughts are according to Srimad, and when thoughts are not dirtied with body consciousness, that is an act of surrender. This is thul, this is gross body. But the more you go from body to mind, the surrender becomes difficult or very much subtle. Body, mind, wealth. Wealth is quite easy. Somebody can surrender all the wealth and yet remains absolutely unsurrendered. surrender of mind is very subtle. It's very deep even. There's one author, American author, Kenneth Walker. He has written a book, Venture with Ideas, Meetings with George Gurdjieff and Ouspensky. In that book, in the introduction of that book, he has written a dedication mark. He said in that book, Venture with Ideas, Meetings with George Gurdjieff and Ouspensky, he wrote, Kenneth Walker wrote, dedicated to late George Gurdjieff, that arch disturber of self-complacency. He said, I am dedicating this book to my guru, George Gurdjieff, who is the disturber of my sleep, who is the disturber of my self-complacency, Atma Santosh. I am dedicating book to that arch param disturber of my sleep, of my self-complacency. Because the moment he came in contact with this person, his sleep was disturbed. Because he brought out those ideas which he never thought. And he was wallowing in that self-complacency. So that is an act of surrender. Body, mind, wealth. Then, tan, man, dhan, intellect. Intellect is even subtle. Mind is okay. Mind consists of emotions, feelings. But intellect, because we are using our intellect for service, and somebody is very intellectual, and somebody has very strong memory, and somebody has studied few things. This gyan, which is imbibed in the intellect, has a tendency to become arrogant. To surrender all the specialities is the surrender of intellect. And this is a subtler surrender than body. First is wealth, which I think many can do. You have got a lot of money, just give it over. That's it. Mind, involvement of mind is not necessary too much. Then is body. One can devote oneself to service all the time, from morn till dusk. Whole day doing service, service and service. This is better than wealth, but subtler. Then is mind, and now is intellect. Intellect is when you know many things. One has studied many things. One has understood many things. One has gone through many experiences. And out of that, even the experience, somebody says, I have got 40 years of experience of Brahmin life. I have got 30 years of experience. You are new. You do not know things. This is your initial enthusiasm. And we have gone through all of these stages. And we also used to do Purusharth as you are doing, but it will not last long. Because we know what is going to happen in future. Because we have seen all the vicissitudes and all the ups and downs of Brahmin life. So, we are living here from long time. Our hands are very big. We know everyone. There's hardly anybody in this yagya whom we do not know. If you want to do anything, let us tell us. We will get that thing done through our pehchan. Acquaintance. So this entire thing induces ego. To surrender this ego is surrender. Then even subtler than that is sanskar, because they operate independently. They are no more under our control, because they have become habits, not just habits, deep rooted. They have gone deep within the subconscious mind, and they operate quite in spite of ourselves. We are not controlling them, because they have become self operating machine. because we have repeated that thing, they have become as if a inveterated sanskar, such a deep-rooted sanskar that our intellect says don't do this and yet we do. Our logic says it is not good and yet we do it. And our mind says it should not be done and yet we do it. Because addictions, sanskars, they don't listen to your logic. You pile up bundle of logics and yet they just throw logic. You keep so many things in front, you keep Srimad and yet this addiction kick them off. So whether it is addiction, whether it is, you call it sanskars or habits, and addictions die hard, habits die hard, and to surrender those sanskar, this the arch surrender, a deep surrender. So to understand the sanskars, to understand their nature, how they are formed, when they are formed, the generation of sanskars and how they are operating and which conditions they become active and which conditions they are very, very intense, to know them, to understand them. Even understand, mere understanding is not enough. Somebody is addicted to smoking. He knows it is not good. He reads about it. He understands it. He sees patients who are suffering from smoking because of smoking, and yet he is not able to get rid of it because it has become habit, addiction. He has to join rehab courses and yet it is not possible to get rid of it. To surrender the sanskar is the deepest thing, or is the last word in surrender. Surrender starts with dhan, wealth, comes to body, comes to mind, comes to intellect, sanskar. So understanding sanskar and then surrendering is a uphill task. Then is karma, action. To surrender action, to do something and to surrender. This is also not an easy job. And last is karma and karma parinam, results. This is a difficult than that. These are two things. One is action, another is result of action. Suppose the action is good and everybody praises, okay. But if action is bad and we have to repent and we have to suffer from the bad effects of it, sometimes the mind becomes unhappy. This unhappiness of mind means it was not done in the act of surrender. So surrender has got these seven steps or seven platforms where the surrender acts or operates. And as I said, the maximum we need to work on sanskar, understanding sanskar. Whose sanskar? My own sanskar. How they are formed. They are so deep that most of the sanskar are unknown to me. Many people speak untruth and they are not knowing that they are speaking untruth. Many speaking people are living in the stage of dream, as if a dream. A dreamy state of the mind. So this is the depth of surrender. There was a woman, a old woman, and what she used to do, she used to sweep her home, her hut, and whatever dust and dirt was there, she used to collect in one container, one tokra, and then she would offer it over God every morning. And once a Sufi saint was passing that way, and he saw this woman is offering dust and dirt and all the filth and saying, "Oh God, please accept." He was shocked and appalled to see this. And he said, "Oh old woman, what are you doing? This is not the way to worship God. Look at people, what they do. They offer flour, they offer so many good things, saint and so many mishthan and so many things. This is not the way." And she says, "I have nothing to do. I have surrendered everything. So why should I keep even this dust and filth and the worthless things of my home? Even this I surrender." So this saint tried to convince her, this is not the way to do bhakti. This is the insult. You are insulting God. Please don't do such things. And she says, "But I have no options. I surrender everything." That Sufi saint goes home and he dreams. And he dreams that he has reached the kingdom of God. And he has reached in that court of God. And God is sitting there in that, in his golden throne. It's a morning time. And the Sufi saint is standing in front of God. And God is sitting like this. And suddenly, dust. And suddenly, dirt. And suddenly all that filth falls on his head. And God says, oh no, this old woman is never going to listen. So the Sufi saint says, I know her who has thrown. I have met her and I advised her even not to do that. So Sufi saint waits there till evening. Because he wants to see that other things would come now. Flowers, saint. But nothing comes. So he says in the evening to God, what happened? Nothing has come. Nothing has come. And so many all over the world people are worshipping you, Muslims and Christians and Hindus and so many other people are worshipping and nothing has come. So God says, they are offering tukda tukda, piece by piece, pieces, their samarpan, their surrender is not samagra, is not integrated. That woman had surrendered fully. That's why everything has come. And these people of the world, these worldlings, what they are doing, this is just superficial. That's why nothing is going to come to me. Only those things come to me which is done out of heart, full heart. So this is today's blessing. So Baba is saying, stay in the grihasthi, stay in the family, but stay as it surrendered. And this act of surrender will act as a cooperation, will act as a water for this tree of service. And this tree will become phalibhut. And this tree will become fruitful. So this is total 7 types of surrender. Tan, man, dhan, buddhi, sanskar, karma, parinam. Karma and its parinam. 7 acts of surrender. Om Shanti.